Gevaldik rabbi say, Vayetze, Yaakov, Mibe'er Shor Vayelech Arona. So it's off the pasuk that Yaakov leaves. Vayetze Yaakov, Mibe'er Shor Vayelech Arona. Vayivka v'moko v'yon l'shom, the whole parasha. Vayosem Rav Yishka v'moko v'hahu. He said he sleeps in that place. Rashi brings the Chazal, Loshin Miet, whatever we're going to say, Pshat over here, and it's beer. The 14 years of Meshamesh Beis Eiver, he didn't sleep alayla. What's the Pshat Rabbi Yisai? In this Chazal, but I'm not asking, we know much, I'm for sure going to speak about it, that we knew we were going to talk about that, but the Maisa Sovah, we have to change it up a little bit, right? But the Maisa, the Sovah Shaldova, the Maisa, I have a Diak over here, the Diak, the Rashi is fascinating, for 14 years he didn't sleep. What's the pshat? We don't have a pshat of Chayim. There's the koichot of Ben Adam, but the Gemara says a person, so some say he didn't go to sleep, but the kitza, but there's a diak nifla over here, by side. Yaakov Avinu didn't just learn for 14 years. We know the story. He learned for 63 years, and then he got to see where to go now to Choron to find a wife, or to escape Esav, the two tzivuyim for the father and the mother. Though it doesn't say the 63 years. It says those 14 years. The Lashon HaChazal, the Gemara Megillah Yitzayin, Nitman, the base Aver, he was Nitman, he was Toman himself. He totally got involved, Avada for 63 years. Yaakov was learning Steiging, Avada also, called it Tarakul of Ian of Amkus. But there was a Menuchadig, I think, over those 14 years, Shaloi Shachav, that he didn't, what's the deal of those stuff for those 14 years that he didn't even go lay down? Okay. So Lamais is a lot to talk about, but I want to say a shtickle Torah, and then we'll get to this. This is I feel a gavaldig shtickle. I say. So Yaakov goes on the way, and he comes to the Soda, and he meets up with Rachel, and he starts to cry. He starts to break down in tears. Yaakov, hey, look, Yaakov Avinu. Now the Torah doesn't tell us tears for nothing. It's not a storybook. Yaakov is crying. Why is he crying? Rashi says two pshat. One pshat, because he realized he's not going to be buried with her. To understand what's going on over there, that's a deal. But the second tova acha, the fisher bobi yodaim rekonios, he came empty-handed. He's looking for a wife. And those thought, well, you can wife. You have to come with a shtickle now, you know, still get some money to be able to offer. Oh yes, but avi abba. Eved of Yabba, Eliezer, the servant of my father's father, my grandfather, he had Nizomim, you know, the parashah of B'chai Yisrael, when he came to get Rivki, he had tremendous wealth. Vani Ebi Yodi Klum. Yabba had nothing. What do you mean he had nothing? His father sent him to get married, right? They sent him with stuff. They sent him with money. So Rashi, from the Medrash, the Fishurodav, Eliphaz, Ben Esav, the Tzmitzvahs of Yivachrov. Eliphaz, Ben Esav ran after him. His father commanded, go chase down. He didn't want to kill him because he's, you know, Yikruv Ve'eva. He didn't want to. But he sent his son, Eliphaz, go chase down Yaakov. Eliphaz held back. He grew up by his grandfather, Yitzchak, grew up in the house. And mainly, he held back. I'm not killing him. Amaloi, this is one of the most pelodic Rashi Rabbis said. So Eliphaz says to Yaakov, what should I do? My father commanded that I should kill you. We have an Eitzah, Yaakov. So I have a perfect Eitzah. Well, Yaakov, take everything in my hand. But the Gemara in the Dorim says that only Chashiv Kameis, everything works out. Gevaldik, the Shtikl Torah, the Eliphaz, the Lamed is here, and everything is going fine and dandy. Okay, pass the tea and move on to the next Rashi. What's going on here? Pella the garage. My more ass Latifa Shama. Chazal say, Omaloy Abba, father tells a person to go Michal Shabbos, you don't listen to your father. More ass Latifa Shalaba, you're not said to teach him what the Torah commands. The Kibbut Av does not expect you to do something like this, to kill somebody, because of my ass Latifa Shalaba. What's the Pshar Abbasah? So I once saw from Estama Vort, Estama Agav the Gavar, very nice Vort. I think I saw in the Chedushi Lev many years ago. Chedushi Lev is a sefer from Henoch Leibowitz, the Shiva from Chavetz Chaim, Henoch. So he said a Vort that maybe we can add to it, but if I remember the Vort that that since Eliphaz had a chinuch in mitzvahs kibud av ve'ein, so he didn't want him to mezalzel in that chinuch that he had. And especially because he added that was the one mitzvah that was Yerusha down from the others, right? And that was Asa's big mila. And we could go into it more, nothing what he says, but from kibud av ve'ein you can come back. You saw we once spoke about it, it's the channel to get back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you mechabed of that. You do says the chinuch says Lama Gimel. This is my toisof and what he says. I'm just saying he wanted to say that he didn't want to take away that chinuch, so he may try to find a way to mistada that he should be able to keep his chinuch and keep it up, even though a pi din is not that could be after Matan Torah, like the Nefesh HaChaim says that Yaakov was able to marry two sisters because before Matan Torah you're allowed to make cheshbonos. So here Yaakov made a cheshbon that for the chinuch of Eliphaz that he should be able to stay with that chinuch. So of the chivas of kibud av should be efshel l'kaim shnei. That's maybe my stickle with his stickle, whatever. But that's the mahala. But lemaisa, I want to say a different mahala. But he said a pidrash, which I think is a gshmak pidrash. In the beginning of Parash Vayetze, in the Medrash Tanchuma, the Peladik and Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma starts off Reish Vayetze Yelam Deinu Rabbeinu, teach us our Rebbe. Somebody who kills Bishkaga, where does a person go to Golos? Goes to the Ori Mikla. That's where he has to go, right? Everyone knows Makis and Armakis. The Shloshar Shem Vayadin. The Yaakov Avinu Golo Lechoron Berech Benafsha. Yaakov went to Golo, Berech Benafsha. Well, the kid said, and the mice, he was scared from his brother, his father was going to kill him. He came to Shimon HaKadosh Baruch, but Sarah, Hashem came to him in the Chaloim, and the whole story that took place with the rocks, the kid said, but state, L'chor, the Medrash saying, you saw it over here, what's the Kesha to Horeg B'Shoigeg? That L'chor, Yaakov, if you know, had a din from Horeg B'Shoigeg. What's going on over here? So, Ulai, Efshel, Loyal, Pidrash, everybody said, but we know, this Sfarim, HaKadosh, we say there's many Sfarim, I think the argument, the other Sfarim say this, you saw it, but we're using it here to remind us, but this you saw it. The PMS, Yaakov and Esav came down to the world, they both had Tafkidim. In the perfect world, Yaakov and Esav were supposed to be brothers that were supposed to help each other. We started the Shmuz with Shisachas Vulet. The Yisoid of the Mahal, of the relationship between Esav and Yaakov was supposed to be Yisachas Vulet. Esav had an Atiyah to go Bachutz, Shofech Domim, Red, outside to the fields. That was his Koyach. And he wasn't supposed to squelch that Koyach. He wasn't supposed to cover it up. Subdue it. He was supposed to use it for the Torah the Kavash. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the person says that he's in Shabbos to Red. He likes Red Domim. He should become a Moyel or a Shoychit. So Esav Avadi had that koyach, that nature of the Tiv'i, boys, that to go out and Makarif. I once heard many, many years ago, Zev Lev, I forgot what he said over him, it was Omshat. He said when Rivka used to go by a base of Arizor, Esav was part. What was Rivka going by a base of Arizor? You're not allowed to go to it, but you're not allowed to go near a base of Arizor. The Torah says the Rivka had a koyach. She from a base of that, she was able to Makarif, to be the Oiv de Avadizor. Esav, when he wanted to go out, not the Pshat, he had the Tiyah Lura, he asked the Kesha, there's no Yetzirah yet. The Pshat is yet forget it was the Tiyah, the Toiv, that he wanted to go out and have that Koyach to Mekarev, and so he'd be the Zaydah. Avram Avinu, his whole world was Mekarev, everybody to have a Vishu Meshamayim. Yaakov was going to be the Poisik. Yoshev Aholim, and be Abir, the Ibur, and be Yosik, and the Didi Mominis, and the Didi Nefoshis. He was the Yoshiva all in the time. That wasn't his Avoida. His Avoida was to stay in the tent. The Avoida of Esav was to go out in the field and Mekashiv Shemayim outside. There's two Mahalchim replace Avoida. And Be'emes, that became out in Yaakov's children. Yisachar Zvulet, that's the Matzias. Zvulet, Choyf Yam, Yishkoi, goes out to the field and supports Yisachar Bo'elach, Yisachar the Ma'ab Shonim. So Be'emes, the Avoida Tavkid. So the pshat was what Boy said when he took the brachas and the bechayr away from Esav. It wasn't just Stam Matzias; he took away his tafkid achayim. And be'etzim in Indian there was hariga b'shoigeg. He had to do it, but the ma'aseh sofer shadavi he took away Yosef's tafkid achayim. So when he was boyrech, that's what the medrash means. When he was being boyrech away from Esav because he was a hariga b'shoigeg, he was hariga Esav. So when Eliphaz came to kill him, I asked the Tzivoy Abba, there was a mokum for Ariga. We asked Ma'asa. Oh, no. He had a din of Goyal Adam. A bet is goyel adam for a father. See, I did have goyel adam because Yaakov had was going, it took away. He was supposed to take it away, but he murdered Esav. Esav didn't have that chance anymore. He made Esav target. So Meila had a different Hori B'shoigit. Meila, Mo'es L'tziva Shal Abba. What should I do with Tziva Shal Abba? The Tziva Shal Abba, he's Chayv Misa. It's not a Tziva that's negative to him. He's Chayv Misa as a Hori B'shoigit. Of them, he said, oh, it's not a Lomdus or a Hori B'shoigit. So we'll give you a Lomdus Misa. The Gantza Chiv is a Lomdusha. Why? Because Batsim didn't kill him, but he took away his Tavkin, he took away his what he's supposed to live for. Oh, so we can in Lomdus, Kiilu Meis also, we can use a Lomdus. Again, the Lomdus from Shimon Shkop, we can use here also. The Kiilu Meis. That was the Mahalach. Meis is very moving now. The Fidu Medrash, he was already showing it. He was coming to Dvir Ladam, if his master, the Tziva Shalaba, he wanted to kill him because he had the Tziva, because he had to kill him, he didn't already go to Ladam. On that he gave him the money, Choshev Kemeis, the male was me, he was poet to that. But we see in the Maisa, this you saw the Yaakov, you know, over here, when he got the brachas, that was his seaver now to go to Beis Lavan, it's very big, now he had to go to Beis Lavan, and to go work in the fields, and be a balabos, what you call it, even though Allah Magarti, Vesayyag Mitzvah Shomarti, says the Taz, the Divya Dov, Taz Mitzvah Shomarti, how is it Chayach? Pshad is when you learn Torah, you learn Torah, it's like you mekayim every single mitzvah. So it's up to Taz, Tayyag, Mr. Shamarti, he kept every single mitzvah. Because he learned Yom V'Layla, it was Yom V'Layla. Zoyv Yishidish Rabbi Shmuel, V'chayim V'Losh V'dayik, Hanik Bahem, Minich Derech Eretz. In the Avodah, in the Torah, we had Derech Eretz. In the Torah itself, there's a Derech Eretz. Yaakov was in the field, Achalani Chorev, but he was Chazruk Sois, Nesivis. He was right. He was Mamish, he had the Torah every day. Tayyag Mitzvah, he finished Kolat Torah Kula, or his base Lava. But that was his Tavkin now. Yaakov had the Tavkin to go out and become the A. And that's the Pshat, everybody say, why he had to marry Leah and Rachel. Famous Leah was the Bechoyra of Shah to Esav. Because Leah had the Midah of Yitzonis, as Rashi is going to say about Yishtah. She was a Yitzonis, she went out also, she had that Korah to go out. She was supposed to marry Esav, but she was Boicha because he was a Rasha. And because, so Yaakov now took over the Tavkin of Esav. He had to marry both Leah. That was his Cheshbon, and it could be if he didn't have Nevshachayim. That he now had to take over that Tavkin to be the one that goes out Bechutz. And also, and from that came Yisachar Zvulun, the boy said. That's the Yisachar Zvulun, because that was the Emes, was supposed to be by Esav. Yaakov took it over. And Meir, that's why he had to marry Leah and Rachel. That was the Ashkochim and Hashem, because that was his Tavkin now to be both Esav and Yaakov, both Mirs had to come out from Yaakov. Mela, many, many other things they answered for that. But Lemais, I want to say Lefizeh, Bereshav Yaakov Kabinetsky has a Mahal also that MS Yaakov went back, because we have a Shaila, what's the Pshat now? Yaakov goes after 63 years learning, his parents will mitzav him to go to Choron to get a wife. And the Pasuk says in Tsoif Parshas told us, Vayishma Yaakov el Ova Ve'ima Vayel Charana. He listened to them. She didn't listen to them. He went to the Beis Medrash 14 years. What did he listen to them? The Gemara Megillah Tezayin and Beis says, from here we learn out that God will Tamatur Yosef give it over A. It's mashma that he didn't listen to them, but Torah is greater than give it over A. It says over the Agav Torah is greater than everything, that's all in the Fosh and Bini Beis Amin, but that's all. But Torah is greater than keep it over A. The Murad Dash from this thing that he wasn't punished for those 14 years, they didn't listen to that. But the Pasuk says, Vayishma Yaakov al Ovil Ima. What's the Pshar, Rabbi Isa? So Rabbi Yaakov is a Mahal, this is Mamish Lechor, the Mahal of Batsam. But we're saying with this Knech, that Yaakov had a new Avodah now. Yaakov realized he has to go out into the world. He wasn't just going to get a wife, he realized that his tafkin now is to go to base love on, to go out in the world, not to be the Yoshev Aholim, to go out and handle, to be the one, the Esav's tafkin. If that's his tafkin now, so the Maisa, he has to go and learn Torah on a higher dagger than he learned until now. Because that Sovah Shal Dovah now, that the Chavetz Chaim says, the Chavetz Chaim and Simon Reish, Lamed Aleph in the Bir Aloch over there. He asks a Shaila, the person has a Shaila, should he take money to stay and be supported, to stay in learning, or to stay get supported for his learning, which the Rambam does holds not to hold it, or should a person go out and work and make a living and then be kaveh itin? So Chavetz Chaim says, first of all, this is all talking if the guy he's not going to be any shiles in Choshen Mishpat, and he knows all Choshen Mishpat. After he learned the Gantz of Choshen Mishpat, he knows Hilchos Ribbis and Hilchos this, because otherwise how can you go out? You have to take a Minichsha. So until you finish Choshen Mishpat, I said, don't think about it. Sign up for the outside this form, sign up for the 10-year Choshen Mishpat program. But the Maisa, Sovi Shaldova, not to think of, but the Chodesh Chaim says, Avada, it's a big inner, he just speaks about it, that the person he goes out the way, what are you going out with? You're going out to bigger shahs, in the base of Medrash, how many Choshen Mishpat shahs? Oh, you knocked over the guy's coffee, okay, you buy him, it's free coffee anyway, the Shiva pays for it. But the Maisa, Sovi Shaldova, what, how many shahs you have in the base of Medrash already, Choshen Mishpat? But you go out in the world every day, there's different shayla, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Ribbis, Shver Shayla, this shayla, that shayla. But more than that, when a person goes out in the world, and he's attached to the Teva, he has shayas to the Gashmi. You're always singing the Gashmi. When you're in the base medrash, you're surrounded by Kedusha. When you're in the base medrash, Nachatoisvis, you're all day surrounded from Kedusha. You go out in the world, even the best workplace, we're not talking about the workplace where every third word is something that we don't want to say in the thing. You go talking, dealing with who knows who, even the best Italian. But here, the best Italian's every six words. The worst Italian's every two words. You're surrounded by guys saying improper language, surrounded by people you have to go to. I once went to Manhattan, I had to see it for the Chiyotas, at Yeshiva. In the winter I went, I said, I don't know how a person could work one day here. In the winter I went. In the winter, it was a cold day. Shem Yerachim. In Manhattan, everybody says, Shem Yerachim. How could a guy go there to work every day? I go to meet the guy, yeah, what are you talking about? I go on the train every day. Shem Yerachim, everybody says, how do you handle it? But you have to get involved with Gashmi, everybody says. When a person gets involved with Gashmi, there's an atiyah, everybody says, they're pulling him into Gashmi, into Yesh Lamona, into Messiah, to be totally enveloped, everybody says. That he went out with such a great plan, he's going to be, don't worry, Rebbe, I am ready. I'm ready to go out to be a balabas. I have my suspenders. I'm ready to go out to be a balabas. And don't worry, Rebbe. Kevias itim la Torah. I'm going to do it. I always promised it was one of the questions they asked the other side. Is it going to be kevias itim? Check. It's right next to he worked in Hask. And the world she worked at it, it's all on the chart. Kovei Eitim. Sure, what are you talking about? He learns all day. You call him up, a little bit hard, I get back late at night, until I get to sleep, I might say in the morning, not doing too much. I haven't seen the Gemara. Last time I opened it up, I don't know, the words were backwards. What happened? Rebbe, what can you say? Life's hard. Business is tough. Got to pay the tuition bills, gas bills, electric bills. Life's hard. There's no time for that stuff. What about Shabbos? Shabbos is a hard week. We got to rest. We take the Friday night dive, and we wake up for Hinei. Get up, Yisachar. Sunday morning. Oh, I slept so long, I just went to sleep Friday night. Wow, it's Sunday morning already. Okay, at least I have off today. He turns over to the other side. Shabbos, he sleeps the whole day. What can you do? My wife makes a stark of chulet. Stark. You never tasted those potatoes. Can put you to sleep for weeks. Fat potatoes she puts in. Anyway, Sefer Shaldava, Shabbos goes out. And that's it. The next thing he knows, 5 years down the line, not a word of Torah. The guy just told me, I'm speaking to a guy, Rebbe, oh, the guy goes, oh, recently I was speaking to Rebbe, we have a new Chabura. The guy was telling me this morning, he has a new Chabura. He was telling me that there's guys here, they haven't opened their Gemara since ninth grade. They're 45 years old, Rabbi Isai. Haven't opened the Gemara since ninth grade. Baruch Hashem is the new Chabura, the Lord. Bekitza, so if it's all dark, Baruch Hashem. So the guy's going out in the world. And he's to be mamish pulled by Gashmi. Defended by Gashmi. Yaakov Inu says, I need to learn Torah in Andra Oifin. I need to learn Torah where I'm not going to give in to the Gashmi b'shum Oifinisht. Bro's says, Shino is the most Gashmi stick in the tear that a person does. You fall asleep. You don't even have, it's not even like a choice. You just, you know, sometimes you just fall to the sleep. It's the nature of the offer is the Gashmi Sagov. The Kashmir gets tired, just falls into sleep. Yaakov didn't want to go to sleep because he wouldn't realize he's going out to the world and he's going to be Isaac in the world of Kashmir. So he realized that now is the time, the 63, he learned base magic. You have to be the regular masmid, the vada, you have to sleep well. But now I don't want to give in. I want to be Isaac Bater in the Oifen, that I'm so, become so shy of the Torah. And that's how he was able to be Yoitzi of a mother and guarantee. Vesayag, Mr. Marty, the Chiddush was in love and God to the Ramai, the person that's so Gashmi. And Vesayag, Mr. Marty, with the Taz and learned Kol Torah Kulo, Kriyat Mitzvahs, was only because these 14 years he didn't give in to the sleepiness. And the Yisoy God will replace him for this. It's a big Yisoy. We don't have so much time, we've got to catch the flight. But the Ma'is of Rabbi Sashadov, the Soifish Shadov, and this thing is a tremendous Yisoy Rabbi Sashadov. Chutz from the Etzim Liba to Erlish Ma'ah. And we have to learn Torah because the Tabarishim command and the Kedushah Torah, but he said, who knows? Be'ez Hashem, this was not for the guys in Tiferes Chaim, not for the Koilo, because everybody here, whether they know it or not, is signed up for the 91 year program. So they're not leaving anywhere. But those from other yeshivas, other places who end up going out in the world, but he said, that's more than Torah. If a person is going out in 5 years, that's more the Limud, but he said, to know Torah. The guy gets married, the boy says, even when he's a younger man, but certainly when he goes out into the world, he gets married, the wife has shyness. She has Pashin and Shyness and Hilal Shabbos. What do you say on this? Don't know so much. We have to ask the Rav. Everything he has to ask the Rav for. Every single thing she thinks, what did you do in yeshiva? Okay, you have to explain to her. We have a foul pill. You know what pilpul is? There's pepper, there's pilpul, there's mefalpel, and we didn't really get a thing. Yeah, but do you know anything? What bracha do you make on wine? Got to ask the Rav. The kids are, so he knows nothing, so the respect is melted down the job. But schutz from that, there are various that are happening every Shabbos, and Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos this, and Hilchos that. He doesn't know anything, there's no respect. And besides that, like the Chofetz Chaim says, he goes out into the world, the shayas that come out of him are so intricate, and things like that, he doesn't know what to shayah, doesn't know what to air, he doesn't know anything about it. But chutz from that, his koyach to ruchni, he gets totally overwhelmed if he doesn't work all these years on becoming mamish, the oyev toyer, Rabbi Yisrael. Then he becomes a geshmak and toyer, Rabbi Yisrael. What's going to be when he gets out of there, Rabbi Yisrael? I always say the goal of any yeshiva should be one thing. A father to produce Talmud Chacham, one thing, that a guy should leave yeshiva with Avas Torah. But if he doesn't leave, he doesn't ingrain the Avas Torah, but say, what's going to be when he leaves the yeshiva? Forget about it. There's so many things pulling him away, so many things, so many different things that are going on in his life. If he doesn't have a geshmak, Rabbi Yisrael, so forget about it. The shas is going to be on the shelf, and every Erev Pesach, dust it off. There's no shah of chametz, that's for sure. It was never brought to the table. It didn't make it past the, you know, if you had a look, you never had a look of the ground, but somebody once visited around his rabbi came, said, Rebbe, such a beautiful shas. No, it goes so color coordinated with the shelves. I ordered special brown. Listen, if it's not to be used, at least it could be look nice, no? And look what I'm next week we're getting the Shulchan Aruch. Perfect, gray. Matches the toilet seats. So the kids in the side not using the svar, but the mice, the servant of Dover, no cheshek. He's not even a cheshek, he doesn't want to take out a sefer. There's no cheshek for Torah. So what's his house going to look like, Rabbi? What's the house going to look like? What's the house going to look like? What's the Yiddish guy going to look like? Where's going to be the Arshal Torah in the house of Rabbi? To have a house, to be able to bring up family, and to bring chinuch, Rabbi, you need to have all Avos HaTorah. And for yourselves, the person has to ingrain a tremendous avos haTorah these years, Rabbi Yisrael, to ingrain that the ik is the yiruchni, because when you go out in the world, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed. We don't understand. We don't realize what it is, Rabbi Yisrael. The best aloimdim, tamid hachomim, geshmak in the learning, kimat nothing. They're not learning. Abyssal door. You can get him out for a daf yomi shiur, he falls asleep. Baby. Because he didn't really have it. We did it because everybody did it. But there was no ava, there was no goals, no she'ifas, for godless Torah, for geshmak and Torah. So he did it. He went through the system. When he goes out in the world, he goes to base love on with the Ramoyim. Nothing. Zero. Al tikri epis el ephes. New Al Tikri. Zero. Nothing, zero learning, zero mruchnias, because if a person doesn't learn, a person doesn't feel the sham. I always tell guys, maybe I don't feel it, make a say to learn Mishnah something, but I do. It's not enough for a person. You need Torah in your blood system. You gotta get Torah in and learn Torah the right way and understand it and learn a little shmod, the shame mitzvah to do it, and then that turns a person on, it gets them going, gets the motor going. The neshama gets food, as the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Chelech Hakdom, Chelech Aleph, there's the food for the neshama, Torah. So he feeds the neshama, he has life, there's movement, there's action, there's excitement, there's something. If there's nothing there, it's dead. Rabbi, you're talking to a hollow man, empty, zero. You look in his eyes, it's empty, because there's no Torah, Rabbi. No Torah in his life. And the reason is because he learned the yeshiva, he went to yeshiva, he did everything, but it was never ingrained, the avos, the geschmack, the this. And then when he went out to the world and destroyed him, it was overwhelming. He had to do more this job, that job, made money, everything became money. The boy said, this was Yaakov Avinu was teaching us. The one who has to go out in the world, fakert. Okay, Rabbi, don't get so excited. I'm just going to be a bala boss. Fakert. You, the Baal HaBos, you're going to be the Baal, that's your goals. You're going to be the Zvulun. You got to pound away now, Rabbi said. To really, really ingrain the Avos HaTorah, the Geshmak HaTorah, Be'ez HaShem, the more hafti serasecha, kol hayom yisichasi, that a person ingrains that in and makes it part of his life. He's the Yaakov Avinu, Malom and Garati, B'sayim, Mr. Shemot, Mr. Shemizuch, Be'ez HaShem, Rabbi said, Be'ez HaShem, we work very hard, the goal, the geshmak, to finish, to keep the goal, even if the person leaves, you continue on with the goals, to finishing shas, and to knowing shas, understanding shas, and to have goals to know halach, and all these things, Rabbi said. If a person has that, the she'ifis, so even if he's going to have to leave the yeshiva, he'll accomplish those she'ifis, he'll cling to the Torah, the Eitz Chaim and the Machazikim Bar, Chaim Voloshin writes, Eitz Chaim and the Machazikim Bar. So I'm ending. In Ruach Chaim, a zoyvi, a person falls never into a flow, a roaring river, and he's running, he's flowing down here. There's no one chance. He sees a branch sticking out. He pulls onto the branch with all his might and saves the roaring river. So there, the oilam hazeh, the taivus oilam hazeh is a roaring river. The one who holds on to it. The one who grabs hold of it and reels it is the Eitz Chaim. From here comes my life. From here comes the leaven. Nish from the leaven in the morning. From here comes the leaven. And a person, Eitz Chaim Azim, Sevchem, Rushar, a person can last and exist and not get overwhelmed and swallowed up. Everybody's like, ending off with what a life, how do he live his life? Nothing, zero, nothing left. He's old man. And he's just in turmoil because he has nothing in his life in Ruchni, Rabbi Yisai. It's Chaim, you know, I hold on to that branch. These years was like pounded away by his mother, Be'ez Hashem. When we have to go out, hopefully we'll be able to stay in Klei Kodesh. Hopefully we'll be able to open up branches all over the world. But the Ma'aseh of Sovah should stay in Klei Kodesh wherever he is. And the Ma'aseh of Sovah should dover. If he can't stay in Klei Kodesh, he has to go out. He'll be holding on to that Yitzchayim, it'll be a Mohafti Serosecha, it'll be the ammunition and the koyach to withstand all the taivis and all the problems and all the difficulties. And B'Zircha to have a Somchem Usher, a life of Ashri, B'Zircha Be'ez Hashem, to come up after 120, give Nachas to HaKadosh Baruch.
Amen. Amen.